This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
About just in time. Go see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And you know, I say this all the time, I mean it. Really, the way to make a difference, grab an issue, one issue, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's education or, you know, running for city council or whatever it is that you're doing. Whatever it is that kind of turns you on about government or issues, right? Maybe registering people to vote. Whatever it is that is your thing, you need to do it. You need to get involved with it. It's the only way you're going to make a difference. Look at what these moms that are finally stepping up. And I'm not beating on the moms, so get over yourselves. But look at the moms that are finally stepping up and saying, okay, we've had enough. This is what we want. This is what we want you to do. This is what we want to see happen. Really. So once you start seeing the change here, once you start seeing these people show up and really start pounding on the podium, you're going to see change. You've already seen changes. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. If technology works right, we'll have Jennifer Van Laar on with us. She's with RedState.com, Deputy Managing Editor, and we're going to discuss what's going on with this Chinese invasion of defectors, if you would. And again, as usual, when one of the non-A-listers, for lack of a better term, not that she's not an A-lister, but, you know, it's not Hannity, it's not... Tucker Carlson put it out there. Jen was one of the first to come out with all these, with the Chinese defectors and talk about them and gets virtually no credit for it. But when you have now, when you have them coming out and talking about what's going down in China, the heartburn and the issues that are being caused there. You know, maybe some people will take notice. I don't know. Look, you guys, from the emails that you write me, you've got a heck of a lot more. I mean, a lot more confidence in the American populace. I don't have it. Right? I'm just not there with you. When you see what's happening in Chicago, and you see what's happening in Detroit, and Seattle, and in places like Oakland, and you keep voting these people back in, how is it you want me to believe that we're good? Up in San Jose, California, they announced that they're going to charge, ready for this one, law-abiding gun owners for the cost of criminal violence. Now, they're not going to say, hey, because they're all doing this wrong, we're going to charge you for this. But they're, you know, like they do everywhere else, your little fees and what have you. In a unanimous vote Tuesday night, the Progressive San Jose City Council, they passed ordinances to require every gun owner to buy liability insurance coverage for their firearm. Right? And then they want them to pay a fee to compensate taxpayers for the emergency medical and police responses to gun-related injuries and deaths. How is that possible? How are they going to get away with that? That's got to be something they have to fight all the way up to the Supreme Court. No kidding. So am I going to be responsible when somebody breaks into my home? And I have to shoot them because they're coming at me? I mean, seriously, how far does this go? The Democrat Mayor Sam Liccardo, he praised the measures and reportedly argued that the gun owners who refuse to comply with the new rules would have their weapons seized. Good luck with that. Now, while the Second Amendment protects the rights to bear arms, it does not require taxpayers to subsidize gun ownership. This is Liccardo's idea of, look, you can have guns, right? Second Amendment says, this is how they chip away at things, right? But if this fee's incurred in watching over you having the guns, registering those guns, you know, any nickel that we can get from you, we're going to do it to make it harder for you to do this, right? He says, we won't magically end gun violence, but we'll stop paying for it, right? Sure. So what about the crooks? What about the criminals? What about the ones that don't have guns legally? You think they're going to have insurance on their guns? These guys are amazing. Officials reportedly not yet decided on what gun owners will be required to pay as a fee. They're still working that out. Will that include illegal gun owners, though? That's what I want to know. I want to know if you have a gun that doesn't have a serial number, it's not registered, or what have you, will we find them and make sure they pay for it? Now, ahead of the council vote, PIER, the Pacific Institute on Research and Evaluation, they released a preliminary report which assessed the gun violence in the city cost San Jose roughly $442 million annually. It's like Chicago, right? And they want gun owners to pay for that. They can't get it under control. They're taking money away from the police department. They're not allowing the cops to do their jobs, and then they want us to pay for their mess. Isn't that great? At least one gun rights group, the Firearms Policy Coalition, is already planning a legal action. Good for them. Last week, it was putting San Jose officials on notice. Their press release went as follows. Oh, you're going to have to wait. Hopefully we get Jennifer Van Laar on the phone with us to join us after the break. I am Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k, this is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged. The way you become part of the solution and not part of the problem is you don't act on the last Twitter feed you saw, right? Or the Twitter feed that you had to respond to, or thought you had to respond to. You get engaged. You get informed. You know, that kind of thing. Make sure you have the right information before you go out there and start spreading stuff everywhere. Anyway, always a pleasure to have Jennifer Van Laar on with me, and I appreciate her time with me as well. She's a deputy managing editor over at redstate.com, and lately she's had a slew of articles on what I call our Chinese invasion, but it's a different kind of invasion. It has to do with we having more and more of these Chinese quote-unquote spies that are defecting here. Are they getting any support? Are they getting any love, Jennifer?
The Chinese defectors? Well, yeah, they're getting love from the people who empathize with the whole Chinese communist agenda. Just way too many people in our country.
Right. But, I mean, as far as they're coming here, are we getting any information from them? Are we getting anything that's helping us push back and fight back?
We absolutely are. The only thing the problem is that there's a battle going on between the DIA and the CIA and the FBI, more like the DIA on one side, because they're not infiltrated by woke people or by a bunch of Chinese assets, versus the rest of the intelligence community and the State Department. So DIA is getting a lot of good information, and it's really showing where a lot of problems are within CIA and the other agencies. Of course, they don't like it.
No, and what's funny about all this, again, I just had somebody on, we were talking about the border, and what's going on down there with the cartels and who's coming across the border and why is it the Department of Justice? Why aren't our forces all over this? It almost seems like they're not having a problem with what's happening, down at the border. They're not having a problem with some of these things. And the same thing when it comes to what's going on with China. I mean, look at what they're doing to us in this country when it comes to how much control they have over us. And we're not taking this more seriously. Some of us are, but they're not taking this more seriously.
Right, and part of the problem is that people within our government know where this information is going to lead. And I published part of it today at Red State. NBC News had actually finally published something truthful about this, and that was that Dr. Xi at Wuhan had actually collaborated with scientists that were part of the Chinese military. One of those scientists, and they gave their names, one of those scientists was actually a guy who had filed for a patent on a coronavirus vaccine in February of 2020 on behalf of the Chinese military. That guy mysteriously died a few months after that. But, of course, the NBC News didn't bring up that part about the vaccine, or that they did bring up that he died, but not about the vaccine. They said, oh, yeah, we have found that this woman did collaborate with the military, and State Department did see people in military lab coats there, or their witnesses did. That was as far as NBC News went. Well, I found documentation that part of his research that those people were doing with Dr. Xi was funded by the NIH. So our government was funding Chinese military bioweapons research.
Wow. And you'll never see this. And again, you're bringing this up. We're not seeing this in any of the mainstream media. And even some of our so-called conservative news outlets, or I don't even want to call them news outlets, but conservative outlets, I'm not really caring a lot of this. They're not really making a big deal out of this. Again, you're not getting a lot of love over talking about this as well. I can't even pronounce the woman's name, the person's name. I'm not trying to be rude. Dong Jingwei.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. And showing the pattern of what's happening with the Chinese defectors. I don't know why we're not. I don't know why our government isn't all over this.
Well, because that will show that the NIH was funding this and that they knew that these people were military. State Department told ABC News even that back in January that they had money transfer records going from the Chinese military to funding Wuhan. And we've known this, and they know that when this comes out that people are going to just be livid that not only were we collaborating with just Chinese scientists, but knowingly collaborating with their military. Why would we do that?
Well, but the Chinese, look, Jen, you've been writing about this for a while, and I know some people have heard bits and pieces of this, but really and honestly, you know that the Chinese have had a foothold, or they've been working on a foothold in this country for decades. This isn't new. This didn't just happen under the last 10 years or 8 years or what have you. This has been decades long about getting involved in our education, getting involved in a roundabout way of funding some of the most sensitive projects that we have going on through our colleges, and taking all this stuff back to China. And now you're seeing it more and more come about. I mean, it'd be great to have one of these defectors show up with a whole bunch of information about Biden, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, and this guy actually does have that information. A lot of people didn't see that last week it came out, but Hunter Biden's, one of his companies, had actually invested in bio research in China, along with Peter Daszak, who's one of the main guys that was doing this function with Dr. Xi, gain-of-function research with Dr. Xi. So they're all tied in together, and this guy has that information.
Again, it's amazing to me. This stuff just is so amazing to me that it doesn't catch on. Even among, and I was joking earlier, and I told you about it during the break, is that even among the B outlets, if you would, and I don't mean that in a degrading way. I just mean it, you know, if the Tucker Carlsons of the world grab this, or if the Sean Hannitys of the world grab this, and even some on Newsmax grab this, it probably would get some more traction. I don't know what they're afraid of.
Right. Well, I was on Newsmax some with it, but they kind of walked back a little bit. I think they're a little gun-shy after the Dominion stuff, even though, you know, even reporters over there that I've talked to have sources that are confirming for them what I'm saying. I was on Dan Bongino on his radio show talking about it, and he even, as of Friday, was saying he believes that we have this defector. Because, of course, you know, the deep state people immediately set to trying to discredit the story about this defector because they all know that, you know, their goose is cooked if this comes out.
Yeah, but again, who's going to believe it? There's been so many conspiracy theories out there, or quote-unquote conspiracy theories out there that they've been pummeling us with. Look at what they did with Tucker Carlson again, right? Now you've got them coming out, the NSA coming out and saying, well, no, we've never, and you read that letter line by line. You and I could probably rip it up easily.
Right? That's very legalistic.
Yeah, exactly. No, he was not. Tucker Carlson was not a target. Well, oh, wait a minute. What about the show? What about his team? What about the people in his team? You know, give me some more info here. And this is the way that they play.
Hey, didn't we learn all this with the Carter Page stuff and all of the other stuff during the Trump administration? But he said someone wasn't a target. Well, yeah, but if you're talking to the target, you still get recorded.
Yep. Yeah, it's, you know what it's like? I tell people all the time, it's like having a conversation with your 17-year-old, right? And it was a scratch on the car, but it wasn't there when he came back. And you've got to listen to every word.
Exactly.
You have to watch how you ask the question and listen to the responses that you get. But, you know, again, this is getting to the point where, you know, we've been saying for years that China has a foothold on us. We don't seem to want to go after them. Is it because they have too much or too many people? Is it the money that's involved in all this? You know, how many of these news outlets do they really have a hold on? And to your point earlier with Newsmax, and I'm not putting Newsmax down, but the last time I was on Newsmax is when I was talking about...
You are cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with TripAmigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call TripAmigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call TripAmigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now, and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Rescue crews pulled six more bodies from the rubble of the collapsed condo tower in Surfside, Florida, bringing the confirmed death toll to 18. The bodies of two children, ages 10 and 4, were among those pulled out on Wednesday. 145 residents of the building remain unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava.
Any loss of life, especially given the unexpected, unprecedented nature of this event, is a tragedy. but the loss of our children is too great to bear.
And former Secretary of State Donald Rumsfeld has died. He's the only person to have served in the position twice, first from 1975 to 77, and again from 2001 to 2006. President George W. Bush praised Rumsfeld in a statement, saying he carried out his duty with strength, skill, and honor. Donald Rumsfeld was 88. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 from Real Joe. 855 732-5563. Head up to the website if you want to sign up for the email blast. We do it once a week. I even forget to do that sometimes. If you're one of those people that like text alerts, you can simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Jennifer Van Laar joins me. She's with RedState.com, the deputy managing editor, and she's been writing a lot about these about China. I mean, you have to be in a coma. I'm going to say you have to be head in the sand, but you have to be in a coma. Not to understand what's going on with China, how much China is pushing to get a foothold, more of a foothold in this country, and how much they have in a lot of people in this country that have authority. But Jennifer's been digging and finding out more and more as the days go on. Jennifer, thanks for your time with me. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know, and again, if we don't keep, if guys, you know, organizations like Red State and other places don't keep exposing this, And it's got to be hit every day. That's the only way you get any real traction on this stuff. They will get more of a foothold. They will get more power, and they will get more on people. The Bidens, apparently, they're like the Teflon Dons of government, aren't they?
Absolutely.
You know, just amazing. So but the Wuhan lab. There's now a story starting to percolate or starting to get out there that the government stepped in quickly. The police and or the military stepped in quickly and took that lab over, didn't they?
They actually have been in there, and there was testimony before the House Committee on the China Task Force that they have been there as early as 2017. I found documents today, once I knew the names of the military scientists who were working with Dr. Xi, I found documents where we were funding those scientists at Wuhan as early as 2009. So I believe the military was even in there before that.
What's the reason they're giving for us funding the Wuhan lab at all? Was it supposed to be against this kind of thing? What was the reason? Why would we give the Chinese of all people? Why would we be giving them money in this area?
So part of the reason of it was to look for ways to develop vaccines against these, because you know SARS was such a big, the original SARS was such a big problem, and so we're trying to find ways to get ahead of that, which is a noble cause, and I don't have a problem with that. But knowing, I've always been a China hawk, knowing that they're communist, no matter how nice they seem, they're always going to be looking for a way to overpower our country. So I wouldn't share our knowledge with them. I would have been saying, okay, you tell us what you find out about this, and then we will take that knowledge and try to make vaccines over here. But instead, we were funding Chinese scientists who were working at institutions in the United States, like University of Minnesota or New York Blood Center, yep. and those scientists were then collaborating with Wuhan.
Oh, yeah, and there were,
so that was our money funding it.
Colleges all over the place that were in contact with Wuhan and actually getting money to these colleges to help fund these kind of things, weren't they?
Yeah, and then and a lot, some of them were Chinese nationals that were studying over here and on student visas at our research universities. And for a long time, and even today, if you call that out, you say, hey, that's a national security risk, then you get called racist.
You know, since I've been doing a lot of, not a majority of it, I've been doing a lot of work around how China operates. And, they're almost like the Democrat Party, where they're in this for the long game. And, you know, Chinese nationals, if you would, even when they come here and they make a life here, and I don't want to shed any kind of shadow over all the Chinese that come here, because there are a lot of Chinese that come here for a better life, and, you know, they love this country too now. But there are a lot of Chinese nationals that show up here, and they're in it for the mother country. And they will stay here for 10, 20, 30 years. They'll create a neighborhood, and they'll go into a neighborhood and what have you, and they'll get involved and they'll get engaged, and they're part of society. They're part of the education program or what have you. But they're working for the motherland the whole time. And I'm finding this more and more and more. So I'm not surprised to hear what's going on at some of these colleges, because they play the long game, don't they?
They do, and even I was talking with Brian Tucci, a local radio host, and he's been in the military, and he said, remind me that there's a professor from UC Davis, a virologist, scientist, yep. who is also, I think, a general in the Chinese Army. And she was over here, and she's a high-ranking, a general might be too high of a rank, but she was an officer in the Chinese military, but also teaching at UC Davis and doing research on virology. And you know that information was all going back there. You know, and even if someone comes over here with the best of intentions with their student visa, they really don't like the Communist Party, if they have a bunch of family back in China, that family is basically hostage to whatever the Chinese Communist yep. Party wants that student to give them.
Yeah, I've had a few Chinese were Chinese nationals that came to this country to get away from what was going on over there, and they're in the business. So they're writing for another media outlet. They're putting stories out there, putting information out there. And I've asked every one of them, and I've had a half a dozen of them on the show, are you not afraid of them coming after you here? And they said, no, they're actually going after my family in China. And one person was telling me her grandfather was jailed and what have you. But they said, look, really, until we start exposing this, until we step up, until we're willing really to put ourselves at risk, this is never going to stop and it's going to get worse. And that's how afraid they are. And one woman said to me, if they take over this country, if they get a hold of this country, then where do people go? What freedom's left? And I thought about it. It's a real serious statement, isn't it?
It is. And what's scary, the more I've delved into this, it's how pervasive it already is in this country, and people just don't even know. It kind of makes me want to throw my hands up and say, nothing I can do here. But if you look at Congressman Gates, when did all of that information or these allegations against him start?
Yep.
They were the same time that Zhang Jingwei defected, and him and Devin Nunes and a couple of others, Rand Paul, are the ones that are standing up for what's right. So who's getting the most attacked in the media? It's not a coincidence.
No, not at all. And, you know, the thing with Rand Paul, I think I've been harping on the statement that he made a long time ago, which is you have to take back your local government. You've got to do everything you can to take back these school boards and water boards and city councils, because the feds the federal level is out of reach at this moment. But it really all starts here locally. This is where we're gonna educate these children and make sure that they get the information they need to step out on. Because right now, look at what's going on across the country, the information they're being fed, and what have you. Even in our own history books, if you look, there's, I hate to say it, but in the last history book I looked at our local area, there are two paragraphs on Tiananmen Square. I now believe that was by design and not by accident. What do you think?
Only two paragraphs? And it has stuff leading up to, like, we're talking about what led up to that. I'm surprised there's any paragraphs in there.
No, there should be. You know what? Again, they're now teaching world history in a very globalist way, if you would. You don't want to make anybody. My joke has been, when do we say that Pearl Harbor was was bombed by some by a mad Asian regime or something. You won't be able to call them Japanese anymore or anything along that line. Even though it's history, it's fact. It's not something that we made up out of nowhere. And I'll tell you something else that bothers me. We keep calling Chinese a communist regime, but are they really? They have no programs for their people. They use their people for testing. It's almost they don't care about anybody, outside the party as a whole. At least that's how I see it anyway.
Yeah. I think that they're more draconic than the Russians were.
Yep. I don't think the Russians are the big problem that our government is making them out to be. And I think that our government is doing that just so we take some of the pressure or some of the attention off of China, but that's just me.
They aren't now, but they sure were in the 80s.
All right, Jennifer, how do people find your writings and, support you? Because you've got the same thing going on that I had going on with the whole Katie Hill story, and you need support and you need help as well. So how do they reach out to you and help you?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at JenVanLaar, VanLaar, and at redstate.com you can find all of my writing there.
Okay, cool. And, again, love the work that you're doing. Keep it up, and we'll have you back on more often. I'm going to reach out to your pal, Kara Davis, and she's doing a great job, too. And I love her latest piece as well that we're going to talk about here in a few minutes. So have a great rest of the day. Appreciate you coming on with me.
Thank you.
All right. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Look, head up to the website, because there's a lot going on up there. There's a lot of articles up there that I want you to get your hands on and comment on them. Let me know if they make any sense. Let me know if they're, an author, somebody you want me to bring on. Seriously. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I've worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now, and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. Government City, your health. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROUP-SHOW. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. Check her out. Check out Jennifer Van Laar, her articles over at Red State. A lot of good stuff. A lot of good writers over at Red State as well. Kara Davis, man, I go way back with her too. Man, I feel like an old man sometimes with some of these people. You know, seriously, I mean, I was with Kara years and years ago. I won't say when she first started, but when things started to pick up for all of us, really. I was the old man in the group, even then. But again, these are fearless. She's got kids. Kira does. So does Jennifer. But these are people that weren't afraid to write about these things. And they've got kids. But yet they were willing to put themselves out there. So would some of you say to me, "Oh, Joe, I can't do this. I got children." I'm not trying to be mean, and I mean this sincerely. I don't care. Go back to what your founding fathers had in mind. What were they doing? What were they believing and thinking? What did they give up? Come on, seriously. What did they give up? If you're not willing to do the same thing, then you're just putting yourself in a really bad place. Actually, you're putting all of us in a bad place. We all have to be willing to give up something. Right? I mean, again, we have gotten so me-oriented. And I'm like, you know, you look at, for he who has ears to hear, if this is you, and this is hitting you and making you feel bad, then sit back and look and think of your life. I know you have to take care of your kids. I was there too. You have to take care of your family. You have to feed your family. I get that. But ultimately, what are you willing to give up? What are you willing to fight for? What are you willing to give up? I'm not asking you to go hide in the woods or do any of that other stuff. You just need to make sure that your grandchildren can't look at you and say, hey, I've been reading about this stuff. What did you do to protect my freedom? I mean, if you want to be in that position, that's fine. But I want to be able to say, you know what? Your grandmother and I did A, B, and C. This is what we were willing to do. You know, we make fun of them. But the hippies of the 60s, think of what they were able to tell their grandchildren. The ones that fought for free speech, you know, the Democrats, the liberal Democrats that fought at Berkeley. Right? Think of what they were able to say. Wouldn't it be great to say, you know, the reason you can do this today is because of the beating we took at Berkeley or wherever it was. Can you say that? Are you one of those people who can truly say that? But we're going to need to be, you're going to need to be that grandparent today as well. You're going to need to be that person today. You may not like going to some of these rallies, though. Like I said, I'm talking about the large group of parents I got with last week. And they're going to be able to say to their kids, they're not even going to have to wait for their grandchildren. The reason I got that garbage 16-19, you don't have to put up with that in school, is because of me. Because of me and 200 other parents that showed up and were willing to fight for you. Got to be willing to fight. And it may cost you. It may be a big deal, and it might cost you. Professor says that proper grammar is now racist. This is just unreal. It never stops. Oh, no, I got a lot of crazy stuff we're going to do from here to the rest of the show. And no matter what it is. So, Towson University recently hosted a virtual anti-racist symposium. It's a story that's on campus reform. It criticized the university writing curriculum and programs for being racist and perpetuating whiteness. I love this stuff. You can't make this up. And I used to joke and say, you know what? Who sits around and goes, you know, this is a real problem. This verbiage is a real problem. And whoever decides where to put these commas, exclamation point, obviously they've never seen me write. Ain't nothing racist in my writing. These commas and exclamation points and so forth. Whoever put these in must have been a white guy. And they're doing it their way. That makes it a white supremacy piece. Now, the program featured an array of speakers and was sponsored by the school's office of the provost and the College of Liberal Arts and the Faculty Academic Center of Excellence, Center for Student Diversity, and the school's Department of English, and among others. In addition to the educating attendees about the first-year writing and graduate school writing, the forum also addressed linguistic justice. Oh, God. I can't do these stories with a straight face. As the country begins its long-awaited reckoning with institutional racism, colleges and universities have been engaging deeply in the ethical dilemma of our time. How do our institutional structures and practices contribute to the problem of silencing, marginalizing, minoritizing? Oh, these couples. Do you know why they didn't get away with this before? Because we use the Encyclopedia Britannica, and you couldn't change these words that fast. They'd be adding, remember how they used to add, I think it was every year, they would add appendix and things have changed? Right? They would have to have like five every year for all this wokeness. Otherwise harming black and indigenous students of color. The event page reads, what do we need to change to create not just a passively inclusive atmosphere for students, but an actively anti-racist one? Well, change punctuation? That's going to fix it? It's just amazing. Becker Bell noted that the dangerous teaching attitude included assumptions that black students are somehow linguistically, morally, and intellectually inferior because they communicate in black language. The way black language is devalued in schools reflects how black lives are devalued in the world. And the anti-black linguistic racism is used to diminish black language. I mean, like, we're putting them down if we want them to use punctuation marks. Or anything along those lines. This is just too funny. I'm sorry. I know I really shouldn't be laughing at this, but it is too funny. And it never stops. And we keep letting them get away with it. Shut them down. Really, shut them down. This can go nowhere but down. When we start, you know, segregating ourselves again, now what, in language, in color, in size, in sexuality, we're segregating out everywhere. We're separating ourselves and we seem to be okay with it. And matter of fact, the Christians, they're just as bad. You know, a denomination is nothing more than the separation from the main group, isn't it? Now, I'm not saying all denominations are bad, don't get me wrong, but it is a separation. So, again, another professori that's out there telling us that, you know, grammar, if we expect somebody to use proper grammar, then we're racist. I don't even get that. I was reading an article that basically said that, again, the way we view space and the universe is racist. Apparently, every thought that you have is racist. Doesn't matter what it is. If you're a white person, every thought you have is racist. But, can I do this? Yeah. Instant karma? If you believe, I don't believe in karma, but some of you do. But you want to talk about instant karma for real? How about a Black Lives Matter activist block city council members? They stand in front of their cars until she signed a statement that all charges against rioters would be dropped. The problem is that the city council member doesn't have that authority. Shows how well-educated BLM was. And you got to listen to this. According to Post-Millennial, Black Lives Matter activists in Minneapolis surrounded the city council member's car and demanded that she sign a statement promising the charges against rioters would be dropped. Yeah, we'll have to break the law just so you get away from my car while you're breaking law and holding me when you shouldn't be. City Council Vice President Andrea Jenkins says that activists held her captive in her car for over 90 minutes. Well, geez, she defunded the police, so they couldn't get there to help her. Right? This is truly a hostage situation. Any way you cut it. Being held against your will. They wouldn't let her leave. They wouldn't let her car go. I just would have put the car in drive and said, look, we're going 1.5 miles an hour. You need to get out of the way. You are going to get it. Yeah, but I love the fact that, again, here we go. They defund the police and wonder why they can't get help, right? Activist Donald, oh, what a great name, Hooker Jr., one of the activists seen on a video confronting Jenkins, said that he asked her about police accountability, right? And returning George Floyd Square to the people. George Floyd Square? Right. How about this? How about you guys give up all the land you stole in Portland and Seattle? We'll talk about it. Thomas, your host, to the real side. Don't go far. A lot more of this coming up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.